Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsolac. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sachs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Horn hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasqua strikes out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gomez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0-for-1 in the game. Sachs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a fly ball towards right. Pasqua settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pasqua. Orsalak moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore bunts towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground for a single. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs bunts towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Horn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Horn moves to second. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsalak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Horn scores. Devereaux moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Devereaux scores. Orsalak moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Orsalak scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive beyond third. Ventura can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Hoyles moves to third. Greg Hibbard now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkovice is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Storm Davis now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Karkovice. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Karkovice steals second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Horn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horn is hit by the pitch. Terry Leach now pitching. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsulac is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulac hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground for a single. Johnson moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 4 in the game. McLemore hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Anderson. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Horn hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sax is 0 for 3 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora pinch runs for George Bell. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olsen fires to first and picks off Cora. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Joe Orsolak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsolak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsolak takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Orsolak. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Orsolak steals second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Orsolak moves to third. 2 outs. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sax settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.